years. Family owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the Locker Room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults also suffer from agitation, paranoia, and dangerous behaviors, which can be even more severe. Dr. Tom Foster, specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist, leads a dedicated team of professionals at the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home to help patients and families cope with these problems. Call today to see how they can help. 870-508-6400. HensleyBehavioralHealth.com.
Well, David Waymire jumping center for Mountain Home. It will be Schallenberger for Paragould. The tip is up in the air and controlled by the Bombers, and immediately they turn it over as Colton Peters is called for traveling. He just shuffled his feet a little too much going into the lane. So 5 seconds into the contest, Paragould gets it on the turnover. Here is Treese with it. He's going to pull up for a three-pointer near the top. No good. Rebound controlled by Benton, and back come the Bombers. Benton walks into the front court. Looks like Paragould and a man-to-man to start. Benton dribbles towards the left wing. Now goes cross-court over the right side to Peters. Peters takes a screen from Waymire, dribbles up toward the top, gives it to Cruz. Now over on the left side to Bashirs. Up top to Waymire. Waymire will give it on the try to give it on the right side to Benton. He loses the handle of the ball, gets it back though, goes cross court in the corner, a wide pass to Peters, but he's able to save it in. Mountain Home still keeps possession of it. Here is Benton with it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. He throws up top to Cruz. Cruz will throw it back to Benton. He'll dribble up between the circles and reset the offense. Benton throws over the left side to Peters. He'll take the screen from Waymire, dribble up to the top. Over on the right side to Cruz, back up top to Peters. Over on the left side to Bashirs. And he gives it to Waymire on the low block. He can't get the layup to go, and the rebound is controlled by Paragould. Here is Treese into the front court. Now he'll throw it up top to Schallenberger. Oh, back over to Treese. Now up top to Lloyd. His three-pointer, good. Caden Lloyd gives Paragould the first 3 points of the contest. 6:25 left in the opening period. Here's Benton into the front court for Mountain Home. As between the circles. Fine. Tries to give to Bashirs right there in the paint below the basket. Passes just a little bit out of the reach. It goes out of bounds, and Paragould will get back on the turnover. Here is Davis into the front court for the Rams. He gives it to Schallenberger. He pulls up for the three-pointer. Good. And quickly, a 6-0 lead for the Rams. 6:04 left in the first quarter. And immediately Oh, I thought Mount Sinai was about to call a timeout, but I guess not. Here's Waymire with the ball in the low block. He's going to go up for the layup off the glass and in. David Waymire using his 6'9" frame to get that layup there and put Mountain Home on the board. Here is Lloyd finding on the low block all by himself Tyner McCullough for his first 2 points of the night. And now a timeout is called. It looks like he kind of landed wrong on that foot when he after that layup. And he is hurting right now. He is helped up by his teammates. Going to be walking gingerly back to the back to the Paragould bench. 5:43 left to play in this first quarter. It is 8-2 Paragould right now. And Mountain Home did call a timeout. We'll take it with them real quick. 5:43 left to play in the first quarter. It is Paragould leading Mountain Home 8-2. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Well, after McCullough's injury, he gets replaced by freshman David Williams. Here is Ben throwing it to Peters up at the top. He's dribbling into the lane on the left side, and it looks like a foul away from the ball is going to be called on Paragould, and Mountain Home will inbound it under the basket. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul away from the ball. Looks like they called Talon Benton for his forearm there. That's his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home. 5:27 left to play in this opening period. Here is Nash Davis with the ball for the Rams as they lead 8-2. He throws it over on the left side to Treese. He's going into lane, now kicks out to Schallenbarger. His three-pointer no good. Williams gets offensive rebound. He can't get the follow-up to go, and this time the rebound is controlled by Peters, and back comes Mountain Home. Here's Peters with the ball up between the circles. Dribbles over to the right side. Now goes back up to the top. Throws her on the left side to Bashir's. Down the corner to Benton. Now gives it to Cruz up at the top. Back over to Benton on the left wing. He pulls up for the three-pointer. Good! Callum Benton with his first 3 points of the night. And it is 7-5. They've changed one of those threes to a two for Paragould. Back into the lane goes Nash Davis. His basket counts, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three. That foul's on David Waymire, his first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. So Nash Davis at the line for the three-point play. 4:38 left to play in this opening period. He cannot get the free throw to go, and it is 9-5, Mountain Home on top. Paragould on top. A little over 4.5 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Here's Benton with it up at the top. Throws over on the right side to Peters. He tried to go cross court to Cruz. His pass was stolen by Davis. He's back the other way, going up for the layup. No good. And they're going to call a goaltending. Someone touched the rim for Mountain Home. So it will be well, now the officials are conversing to make sure they get the call correct, I believe.
Hey, it was 23, Brad who grabbed the net. Brad grabbed the net.
They may be saying that Paragould grabbed the net. If that's the case, that's offensive basket interference. Now, I'm not really sure what the call is. Okay, so they must have called offensive basket interference. So Mountain Home will get the ball with 4:15 left. And Paragould comes up empty after that steal. Here is Benton into the front court. Throws it on the left side to Peters. Now up top to Cruz. He's heading down into the lane. Now kicks out to Benton. Now whistle. I believe they must have called 3 seconds. I didn't see what the call was. The official was blocked, but if I had to guess, it was a 3 second call. Paragould gets it back on the turnover. Here is Lloyd with it on the left wing. little less than 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter as Paragould leads 9-5. Ball was almost stolen by Matsonal, but Treese is able to secure it. He throws it to Davis. Now back to Treese. Over to Williams. Up top to Sean Barger. His pass is a little wide of Treese as it goes out of bounds, and Matsonal will get it with 3:37 left. 4-point lead for the Rams. Benton will walk it across the half-court stripe. Man-to-man defense once again for Paragould. Ball goes around the right side to Beshears. Up top to Cruz. Over to Ben. He's trying to throw the alley-oop to Waymire. Pass was knocked away and stolen by Paragould. Here's Davis with it on the left wing. He's dribbling now down into the corner. Has the ball knocked away. Oh, they're going to call a reach and foul on Mountain Home. That foul is on Talon Benton. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. Baylor Cresilius is coming in for Mountain Home as he replaces Ben, who again just picked up a second foul. Cresilius is a 6'2 junior. Inbound pass from Davis over on the far side to Treese. He has it between the circles. Now gives it there to Lloyd. Over to Davis on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound control by Waymire, and back comes Mountain Home. Peters will walk it across the timeline. He has it on the right side. Now he takes the screens going into lane. Now kicks it out to Beshears in the left corner. His three-pointer is up and in. Hunter Beshears with his first 3 points of the night, and that cuts Paragould's lead to a single point. 9-8 our score. 2:40 left in the opening quarter. Here is Lloyd with it on the right wing. Up top to Davis. Now gives it to Sean Barger on the right side. He has it near the elbow. Now goes back out on the wing. Now throws it up top to Williams. Williams takes the screen. Dribbles to the right side. He's looking to go into the lane. Now he throws out to Sean Barger. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but he is fouled and will head to the free throw line. 2:18 left to play in the first quarter. That foul is on Cresilius as his first personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. So a two-shot opportunity for Derek Schallenbarger. Gets his first free throw. I'm not sure if he has 4 points or three. I'm not sure that three that they changed to a two was his or Caden Lloyd's. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. He gets 1-2 on that trip. A 2-point lead for Paragould. 10-8 our score. Here is Peters with it on the right wing. Dribbles up between the circles. Now goes back to the wing. Gives it up top to Cruz. Now over on the left side to Cresilius. He takes the screen. Now gives it back to Cruz on the low block. His shot was blocked, and Williams comes away with the ball. He goes quickly back the other way for Paragould, and he is going to be called for the offensive foul. I wasn't sure if they were going to call a charge or a block for a moment, but they called the charge. That is David Williams' first personal foul, team foul number one against Paragould. 1:53 left to play in the opening period. 10-8, Paragould with the advantage. Here's Peters into the front court as Mountain Home has a chance to tie or take the lead. Gives it to Cresilius in the corner. His pass to Williams on the low block was knocked away and stolen by Williams. Back comes Paragould. 1:36 left in the first quarter. Here is Sean Barger with it across the timeline. Throws it to Davis on the left side. His pass to Lloyd. Lloyd mishandles it, but he's able to get it back in the right corner. Now kicks it to Treese in on the wing. Up top to Davis. Davis is going into the lane. Has the ball knocked away. Treese gets on the right wing. He puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Scramble for it. Now finally controlled by Peters. And Mountain Home will come back with it. 1:10 left in the first quarter. Here is Peters into the front court. He has it on the right wing. Now throws it up top to Cruz. Over on the left side to Cresilius. Thought about the three. Now his pass to Beshears, knocked away, stolen by Treese. He's back the other way with it. He has the ball on the right wing. Gives it to Lloyd, who's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Caden Lloyd with his second field goal of the night. 12-8, Paragould leading Mountain Home. 43 seconds left in the first quarter. Here is Peters with it on the right side. He throws to Cresilius in the corner. He's being double-teamed. Now gives it to Waymire on the low block. He's going for the layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. He tries to get that to go, but he draws contact. He'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. That foul is on Caden Lloyd, his first personal foul, team foul number two against Paragould. So David Waymire shooting in Mount Sodom's first free throw attempts of the night. 30.1 seconds left. Waymire's first free throw is up and in. Nope. I take that back. They're going to wave that basket off. They're saying he crossed the line. He did, he stepped over the line before it hit the rim. So they're going to wave that free throw off. He still has one more shot. Second free throw, no good. So technically he misses both. And the rebound's controlled by Paragould. Here is Davis with it on the left side. Dribbles up to the top, finds a cutting of Schellenbarger, and he shuffles his feet, trying to fake his man out, and is called for traveling. Checking into the game for Mountain Home is Luke Dibble, a 6'1 junior, as he'll replace David Waymire. 17.6 seconds left in the first quarter. It is a 4-point lead for Paragould. 12-8 is our score. Here is Peters into the front court. He drills to the left side, gives it there to Bashir's. Now he dribbles up to the top, finds Peters on the right side. He fakes out his man. Now he's going to pull up for the jumper. It rolls around, does not go. Rebound controlled by Paragould. 2 seconds, one, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score is Paragould leading Mountain Home with 12-8. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuff. We've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff. We tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone. Hey, there's my keys, or bike, or stuffed panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff?